Year-old veteran right-hander. He comes back to get Churio. It brings up Christian Yelich, who struck out his first time. Yelich has been hot. The first pitch inside, ball one. Network Health salutes our nation's veterans and tonight's veteran of the game, Sergeant First Class Steven Weber, honored on the dugout. Thank you for your service, Sergeant First Class Weber. 1-0 pitch is fouled back into the screen. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. The 1-1 to Yelich, inside 2-1. With one out and nobody aboard in the home fourth of a 1-0 Brewers lead. Trying to clinch a winning homestand. Then a winning series again. Yelich swings and misses, 2-2. Pitch tied him up. The cutter in under the hands. Brewers lost this homestand opener against the Tigers back on Monday. They've won 3 in a row ever since. And Yelich's been a big part of it. 2-2. Chopped on the ground to third. Playing where the shortstop normally would be standing is Gio Urshela. He fields and throws and gets Yelich by a step. So you score it 5-3. If your eyes watched it, they would tell you 6-3. I mean, I guess it's semantics at some point.
Yeah.
There are two outs. You can still kind of shift.
Right. There's more room on both sides of the infield than you think, and so you could move guys around a little bit. You're definitely going to leave some spots open when you do so, but that's always been a part of that.
Contreras, high fly ball deep in the left field, going back and towards the line, and Duhar is going to get there on the warning track, and he makes a backhanded catch about three steps in front of the wall and in fair territory. Boy, that was a high, deep drive by Contreras, but it stayed in the yard. Miguel Andujar made a great running catch on him. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Severino. He's retired 12 of the 13 he's faced. We go to the fifth. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Guys?
Hi,
we'll take some more at that.
Smollett.
Swing and a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's a pitcher's duel after four innings. 1-0 Milwaukee. Patrick versus Severino. Chad is back to work, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you, Josh. J.J. Blade leads off the top of the fifth inning for the A's. Patrick working out of the windup brings home the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike on a cutter, and it's 0-1. Blade grounded out on the first pitch that he saw back in the second inning to Reese Hoskins. A one pitch that is flipped in the air, shallow left, racing out there is Ortiz. He can't get to it. It'll fall in there for a base hit. And before Jacob Wilson hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight. 1-0 Brewers in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Jacob Wilson's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lede is at first. There is nobody out. Chad Patrick working on another dandy here tonight. 56 pitches. He's been a little more efficient tonight as well. 0-1 is a cutter that missed outside, and it's 1-1. And 10 of the now 57 pitches were to this guy, Jacob Wilson, in a really good battle back in the second inning. Wilson ended up winning it on the 10th pitch on a base hit to left. And he's got a base hit to center here. Line drive in front of Mitchell. And the first two have reached with base hits against Patrick here in the top of the fifth. So two on and nobody out. Now here's Andujar. Time for a vibe check. Well, a cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Izzy Hard Seltzer, this seltzer that passes the vibe check. So really the first jam, if you will, that Patrick has had tonight. Two on and nobody out. He's going to have to try to wiggle through this one. First pitch is popped foul, back and out of play. And it's 0-1. And Duhar popped up in foul territory to Hoskins to end the second inning. Went 3-for-4 in last night's game. Came into the night hitting an even 300. 0-1 to him. He is hit foul and out of play first base side. And it's 0-2. Do not need to tell you how big a strikeout would be right here for Chad Patrick. Looking for a strikeout, a pop-up, maybe a ground ball and an infielder. Any of those would do. O2 pitch. And he just got a piece of it. That was a cutter way off the plate. And somehow on Duhar, just got a piece of it and fouled it straight back.
Lane, the A's now have 15 hits in the series. 14 of them are singles.
Yeah, that's been a big part of the story, right?
Right. Huge part.
0-2 pitch. And that missed away with a slider. One ball and two strikes. You look at the Brewers, one hit, but they scored because that hit was a leadoff double. It makes a difference. Slug matters in this game. Patrick looks back at second, the 1-2 pitch. And he reached out and poked a foul again. That was a fastball way outside. I mean, these aren't really hard takes necessarily for Andujar. These aren't close to being strikes, and yet he's like almost falling over the plate, just throwing the bat at it and finding a way to get a piece.
I don't know how he hit it.
It really was kind of remarkable. You're right. The 1-2. And that is solidly struck out to left center. On the run is Cheerio. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Around third, headed for home is Blade. There will be no throw. Stopping at third is Wilson. And into second with an RBI double is Miguel Andujar. So three straight hits to start up this inning. And that, just the second extra base hit of the series for the A's. And that'll get Chris Hook on his way out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound to talk with Patrick. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. So certainly the most stress that Patrick has experienced in this outing. Brewers bullpen in pretty good shape. Remember, had the off day Thursday and deployed a handful of arms last night, but really didn't have to overextend anybody. So Mears, Uribe, Anderson, McGill, all would be available if the Brewers have to get into this bullpen a little bit early tonight. But Chad Patrick's pitched well up to this point, and the Brewers, of course, will give him a shot to work his way out of it. Brewers bring the infield halfway here with second and third and nobody out. And Gio Urshela is the batter. Patrick brings home the first pitch, and that is popped up into right field. Frelick tracking it into foul territory. He runs out of room. He jumps up against the railing. And it'll be a strike, 0-1 on Urshela. Urshela struck out against Patrick back in the first, or back in the third, rather, and is 0-1 tonight. A's attack has changed a little bit as this game's gone along. They've been a little bit more aggressive early. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a cutter. And it's nothing and two. They've been more willing to get up there and swing early in the count than what we saw maybe in last night's game or even the first time through the order here tonight. Patrick's 0-2 pitch. That missed outside with a cutter. And it's 1-2. Patrick hasn't had much of a problem getting two strikes on the A's hitters. It's finishing them that's always the challenge. One-two pitch. That is high, and it's 2-2. It is quiet for the time being in the Brewers bullpen. Two balls and two strikes here on Urshela. Patrick kicks, delivers, and a swing and a miss. Went after a cutter down and away. A huge strikeout for Patrick. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's one away. That is the fourth strikeout of the night for Chad Patrick. And now he'll face the number nine hitter, Max Muncy, who singled against him back in the third. Infield stays in. Corners are all the way up on the grass. Pitch to Muncy, and he checked. They appeal to first. He did check, says Will Little. Pitch was up with a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. These are the types of moments where you figure out a little bit about what a pitcher is made of. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Meaning that you get some traffic, you get into a jam. Can you prevent the big inning? Can you find a way to minimize the damage? That's the task in front of Patrick right here. The 1-1. And that just missed off the plate with a sinker. It's two balls and one strike. If Patrick can get out of this with just one run allowed or maybe even just two runs allowed, that's a small victory. Two-one. Swing and a miss. Cutter down and away. Went after it. It's two balls and two strikes here on Muncy. Well, he's getting a lot of action on that cut fastball. That almost looked more like a slider the way that came off the plate. Patrick trying to put him away here. The pitch. And he got him looking. Fastball clipped the inside corner at 94. And wow, back-to-back Ortho ASAP strikeouts for Patrick. And now he'll face the top of the order in Butler. Still runners at second and third. And even though the A's have tied this game at one, if Patrick can get out of this with no further damage, it'll feel like momentum heading back into that dugout. Work to do here, though, against a dangerous hitter. First pitch swinging, popped it up. Into right field, Terang way out there. And now being called off by Frelick, who makes the catch in fair territory. And the inning is over. Chad Patrick works his magic. Gives up the one run, but nothing more. We are tied at one as we head to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swinging a bouncer, hit the third, double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one, the first, a double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
Swing and a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is good! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer Baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer Baseball.
Sal Frelick leads off the bottom of the fifth, a 1-1 ball game here at American Family Field. Severino's first pitch to Sal misses up and away, and it's 1-0. No offering to Frelick is ground ball on the right side under the glove of Soderstrom, and it trickles into right field. Boy, kind of hit as a tweener ball between first and second. Soderstrom tried to backhand it. Muncy was there behind him, but he just got a little bit of a glove on it, and that deflected it away from Muncy. And Sal Frelick has what I would think would be ruled a base hit, and it is, to lead off this fifth inning for the Crew. And here's Reese Hoskins. First pitch to Reese. He is in there for a strike on a cut fastball. And it's 0-1. So Frelick, the birthday boy at first, gets his lead over there, being held on by Soderstrom. And the 0-1. Fouled out of play, first base side. And it's nothing and two. Mitchell's in the on deck circle. A 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning in what has been a really good series so far between the Brewers and the Athletics. 0-2. Down and away with a breaking ball. He didn't chase. It's 1-2. Severino, 58 pitches so far. Pops him up. Left side of the infield into foul territory goes Urshela. He'll make the catch halfway down the line in foul territory, and there's one away. And that'll get Mitchell to the plate. Well, nothing says spring like a grill full of tasty Usinger sausage, whether it's brats, dogs, kielbasa. Springtime favorite. You can't go wrong with Usingers. Starting to warm up a little bit. We're going to really get a lot warmer, I hope, on the next homestand. We're going to be gone for basically 11 days. Pitch missed inside to Mitchell, 1-0. I would think we'd start to see more upper 60s, 70s by the time we get back in May. Enjoy the season, and Milwaukee's hometown favorite, Usingers. Spin and a throw to first, and Frelick is back in time. Severino, the two-time All-Star in 2017 and 2018. 1-0 pitch, and Mitchell, a ground ball on the left side, could be two. Wilson flips to second for one. That's all they'll get. Mitchell too fast, able to leg it up the line, and no throw from Muncy to first. So it'll be a 6-4 put out of Frelick, and Mitchell at first on the fielder's choice. He's there with two outs now for Joey Ortiz. Brewers saw Severino a couple of times last year, opening weekend in New York. And, of course, First pitch to Ortiz, a liner foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Saw him in the wild card series as well. And they got to him for 11 hits on opening weekend last year in New York. Gave up 6 runs, 3 were earned. 0-1 is down and away with cutter. It's 1-1. He started game 1 of the wild card series. Gave up 4 runs in that one, 3 of which were earned. He worked 6 innings. Gave up 8 hits. So the Brewers have had some success against him. 1-1, able to check on a breaking ball off the plate. It's 2-1.
Yeah, really, of all the Mets starting pitchers in that 3-game series, Brewers hit Severino the best.
No doubt about it. There goes Mitchell. 2-1 pitch is a broken bat, little flare to second base, and Muncy's there to squeeze it and make the catch for the final out. Brewers got a leadoff single from Frelick, but they can't advance the runner any further than that. We go to the 6th, tied at 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 cals and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cals and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
A 1-1 ball game as we head to the 6th inning here in Milwaukee. Brent Rooker leads off for the A's. Rooker, Soderstrom, and Langoliers against Chad Patrick. Swing and a miss for Rooker. And it's 0-1. So Patrick working into the 6th inning. Something he's only done one other time so far in his short big league career. 0-1 missed down and away with a changeup. 1-1. He worked 5 1/3 against the Reds a couple of starts ago. That was his second start. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch was up and in. And Rooker went after it. Rooker 0-2 so far tonight against Patrick. 1-2 pitch. Missed away, and it's 2-2. And that, of course, the only win that he has, because it's the only time he's qualified for the win as a starter. He hasn't made it through 5 the other times until tonight. 2-2 is swung on, and that got a piece of Contreras' gear as Rooker fouled it back. And it stays at 2-2.
Well, I'll tell you this. If he gets through this 6th inning and keeps it tied, he's going to do some great work facing these tough hitters for a third time.
He has his work cut out for him here in this 6th. 2-3-4 for the A's. 2-2 is down and away. The count runs full at 3-2. He's been pretty efficient tonight. There's been a couple of lengthy battles, but against a lineup like this, to be pitching in the 6th at 80 pitches is really a pretty good accomplishment. 3-2 is a hard hit ball, high and deep out to left center. Mitchell's back on it at the wall, reached up, and Garrett Mitchell didn't get it. He gave it everything he could, but he couldn't pull it back. Rooker has homered, and the A's have taken a 2-1 lead. Sixth of the year for Rooker. Boy, Garrett Mitchell got back there, even adjusted his route to make sure that he gave himself a shot. And he leapt up right at the right time, but it was just beyond his glove. And Brent Rooker has given the A's the lead. Oh, goodness, that was close. So here's Soderstrom, and Soderstrom hits one high and deep, but foul down the left field line and out of play, and it's 0-1. A one is high, one ball and one strike.
I bet you that pitch was exactly where Patrick wanted it. It was a high fastball right at the top of the zone. That's just an impressive swing by Rooker.
The 1-1. Soderstrom is swinging a miss at a changeup down low, and it's 1-2. Grant Anderson is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. And the pitch, called third strike. Fastball at the knees. Soderstrom knew it. Strikeout number 6 for Patrick here tonight. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And now here's Shea Langeliers. So a 2-1 A's lead. They've out hit the Brewers 7-2 so far in this game. A lot of ball game left, though, as Langeliers takes a slider down low. It's 1-0. Offering. Swung on and fouled back off the gear of Contreras. It's 1-1. Just the third home run surrendered this year by Patrick. That long ball from Rooker.
We had Johnny Dosco, who's the A's radio broadcaster, on our pregame show today. He predicted that Rooker is going to hit over 40 home runs this season. And, you know, he's on that pace.
Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Langeliers. Yeah, that would be a lot. I mean, Rooker was a guy that, you know, he went through a couple of different organizations. We're talking to Pat Murphy about Grant Anderson, who's up in the bullpen now, and how sometimes guys just need an opportunity to get their feet underneath of them in the big leagues. They just need that opportunity, and Rooker seems like he was that guy, and the A's gave him that. 1-2 missed away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And he took it and ran with it. And last year, he was one of the more prolific hitters in the entire American League. He was the Silver Slugger for the DH position. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a cutter off the plate. And he strikes out Langeliers. Another Ortho ASAP strikeout. Patrick responding well to the home run. That's the other thing you like. We talked about him navigating the traffic in the fifth and minimizing the damage. Then he gives up the lead on the solo home run from Rooker, and he comes back and he strikes out the next two. I think he's telling you a lot about his toughness. Here's J.J. Bleday. That missed low with a changeup. It's 1-0. 7 Ortho ASAP strikeouts for Chad Patrick tonight. 1-0 pitch. Missed way inside. It's 2-0. So a 2-1 Athletics lead. Brewers are going to get their shot at this A's bullpen probably before this game's over, too. Patrick at 93 pitches now. Trying to get himself through this sixth. The 2-0. That's a high fly ball to right, but very playable. In and to his left is Frelick. He makes the catch. Chad Patrick has worked 6 strong innings here tonight at American Family Field, a career high in innings pitched. But the A's have the lead. It's 2-1 Athletics as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most.
From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer Baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer Baseball.
2-1 A's as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Durbin to lead things off for the crew. Severino's first pitch is popped up foul and out of play first base side. And it's 0-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. The 0-1 to Durbin. And that is down the middle for a strike with a fastball at 97. It's 0-2. Our contestant is MJ Dolly from Pewaukee. Gift card jackpot of $300. 0-2 is outside. It's 1-2. That is headed your way if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 should be added to the total for each additional home run this half. 1-2 is a chopper on the left side. Big hop for Urshela. Throw to first is low, but caught by Soderstrom. And Durbin is the first out of the sixth. One away for the top of the order now, and Bryce Terang. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Terang is 0 for 2. He's flied to left both times. And the pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. That was the 70th pitch of the night for Luis Severino. It is quiet in that Athletics bullpen. Brewers have Grant Anderson still getting loose in theirs. 1-0 is a swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 1-1. The pitch. Fouled out of play third base side. One ball and two strikes here on Bryce. Came into the night 2-for-5 lifetime against Severino. One, two pitch. And he missed low with a sweeper. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino out of the windup. 2-2's bounced straight back into the net. And it stays at 2-2. This is the fifth start of the year for Severino. He's worked into the sixth in all of his starts. 2-2. That is fouled back into the net. And Terang hanging in there. One out, nobody on here in the sixth. 2-2 offering is a breaking ball outside. He's worked the count full at 3-2. You would love to get Terang aboard in front of Churio and Yelich potentially. Brewers would have the inning set up pretty well, even with one out. 3-2 is a liner into right. That's going to get down for a base hit for Bryce Terang. Well, There you go. You get the one out base runner here as Terang collects his second hit of the series. And he's aboard for Churio. And Churio will get his third look at Severino. Everyone's talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. First pitch, and Jackson hits one off the end of the bat to second base. Muncy flips to the shortstop. Wilson covering the bag to retire Terang. No throw to first, so it'll be a fielder's choice for Jackson. As Churio went after a cutter down and away, and now it's going to be up to Yelich to get something done here in the sixth inning. Yelich 0 for 2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground up. Severino's pitch is a bouncer to first. Soderstrom backhands it, runs to the bag, retires Yelich, and the inning is over. Brewers get the one-out single from Terang, but nothing more. We go to the seventh inning. It's a 2-1 Athletics lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
It is a 2-1 A's lead as we go to the seventh inning. Grant Anderson takes over on the mound for the crew, and taking over on the mic for us, here is Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. Jacob Wilson, who's 2-for-2 against Chad Patrick, is going to greet the semi-sidearm right-hander who's pitching, feels like, every day these days, Grant Anderson. First pitch to Wilson. Inside corner with a called strike. Let's close the book on Chad Patrick. Six innings, 94 pitches. And he pitched very well. 0-1. Breaking ball popped into shallow right center field. Who wants it? Garrett Mitchell's coming in from center and also moving to his left. He gets there and makes the catch. That's the first time that Wilson's been retired tonight. That'll bring up Miguel Andujar. So Patrick could get a tough luck loss if the Brewers are unable to come from behind. Gave up just 2 runs on 7 hits. Didn't walk a single batter, and that was a great improvement. Had 7 strikeouts. Andujar swings, hits it on the ground to short. Played with the backhand in the hole by Ortiz. Plants and throws. Perfect. And in time to get Andujar by a couple of strides. 2 quick outs for Grant Anderson. And that'll bring up Gio Urshela. The bullpen is quiet for the Athletics. We'll get some more. Luis Severino in the home seventh. And he's been dominant. Brewers have just 3 base runners against him. Urshela struck out each time he faced Patrick. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Pitch is away on Urshela 1-0. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. 2-1 A's. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And the big breaking slider that is so lethal against right-handed hitters like Urshela. Anderson hides the ball so well as he uses that low release point. 1-1 pitch. Comes in a little bit outside on a sinker. 2-1 on Urshela. Anderson pitched last night. This overall his 8th outing as a Brewer. 1-0 with a 3-1 8 coming in. 2-1 pitch. In on the hands and flicked foul back over the screen and off to our right. It's 2-2 on Gio Urshela. Middle game of this weekend series interleague between the Athletics and the Brewers. 2-2 pitch swung on and just got a piece. Urshela hits it foul into the screen. Milwaukee won last night. They need to take one of the final two to win the series and have work to do late. Brent Rooker hit the go-ahead home run for the A's last inning. 2-1. 2-2 upstairs on Urshela. He leans back out of the way. It's full counts. With the bases empty, Anderson okays the sign from Contreras. Right-hander kicks, 3-2 pitch, swung on and squibbed, foul. Hits it about halfway to the first base dugouts. Due up in the bottom of the seventh inning, Contreras, Frelick, and Hoskins. Brewers hoping to be down just a run. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four, he walked him. That is the first walk tonight, period. And it goes to Gio Urshela. Two-out base runner for the A's brings up the rookie second baseman, Max Muncy. The Brewers, by the way, have announced that they're going to have Logan Henderson make his major league debut tomorrow as the starting pitcher. Pitch to Muncy. Swung on, grounded to short. That's right at Ortiz. Bends down to field. A short flip to second. Gets the force out. That ends the inning. 6-4 in the fielder's choice. And it's another scoreless frame for Grant Anderson. So you've had rookie Chad Patrick look great tonight. And we'll see another rookie, Logan Henderson, tomorrow. We'll see if the Brewers are going to be going for a sweep or if we're going to have a rubber match. We go bottom seven, 2-1 A's on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The Brewers chasing a run against Luis Severino, who's pitching a dandy. William Contreras leading off bottom seven, took ball one. And now swings and grounds it right to the shortstop. A play for Jacob Wilson. Fields and throws, and Contreras out by three or four steps. It is 2-1 A's. Severino's been the story tonight. Given up just three hits and now 6 1/3 dominant innings. The only one that was even really well struck was Garrett Mitchell's double in the third inning that led to the lone Milwaukee run. The other two hits by this man, Frelick, And Bryce Terang rather soft. Here is Sal, the birthday boy, and he takes a strike right through there. 1-for-2 tonight. The 0-1 pitch. In on the ground to second base. This one right at Max Muncy. Down to Anita Field. Pops up. Throws out Frelick by plenty. And there are two outs on a couple of routine ground balls. Seventh inning stretch, which happened while you were away. Brought to you by Island Resort and Casino. Sweetgrass and Sage Run Golf Courses open in May. Take advantage of the island's early season stay-and-play package rates through May 23rd. Severino's only at 83 pitches. As Reese Hoskins bats with two out, swings and he misses. Tipped it foul into the catcher's mitt, actually, but it didn't matter. It's strike one. As Langoliers held on, Reese has flown to left and popped out. The one pitch, breaking ball outside. I think you'd have to say this is as good of a starting pitching performance as the Brewers have seen 3+ weeks into the season. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, strike on Hoskins, 1-2. And the moment, if he gets Reese, he's going to go back out for the eighth, I bet you.
Yeah, you could be seeing eight of Severino and then one of Mason Miller.
1-2 pitch, swung on and lifted into left. This will be a play for Miguel Andujar. Coming on in, and Andujar there reaches forward, makes a backhanded catch. The shortstop, Wilson, was going out and actually almost collided with Andujar, but he caught it, did Miguel, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. And Severino keeps that one-run lead into the eighth. 2-1 the A's. He's been the story on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilby?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. In 4/30/2025.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Save on trimmers, sprayers, and more. Plus, get free battery offers by shopping online or at participating local steel dealers for a limited time while supplies last.
Great pitching all night. Thus far, it's the A's holding a 2-1 lead as we go to the eighth inning, and Jared Koenig takes over for Grant Anderson. Back on the microphone to take over for me, Wayne Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Top of the order. Koenig will face here in the eighth. Lawrence Butler for the A's. Koenig's first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, as Butler had shown bunt and pulled the bat back. It's 0-1. Butler is 1-for-3 tonight and 2-for-7 in the series, as Koenig brings home the 0-1 pitch, and he missed down and away with a sinking fastball. 1-1. So Butler, Rooker, and Soderstrom, the three that Koenig will battle with here in the eighth inning. 1-1. He is a fly ball down the left field line. Long run for Churio, and it is a foul ball. Churio on the run. The only question was, would it be foul or fair? If it was fair, it was going to be extra bases in the corner for Butler. But it was definitely foul, and it's 1-2. On the A's leadoff man. His single tonight came back in the first inning. against Chad Patrick. Very quickly extended his mini hitting streak now to 6 games. One and two is the count here on Butler. Koenig brings home the pitch, and he missed down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koenig has to be tough on these lefties. He's got that cross body delivery where he kind of throws across his body. Sets up on the third base side of the rubber. And that 2-2 pitch missed down and away. That was a breaking ball, and now the count is full 3-2. And he hides the baseball a little bit from you, where you would think would have a really hard time seeing the ball against Koenig as a lefty. Three-two pitch, and he got him looking. Fastball right down the middle. Strikes out Lawrence Butler. Ortho ASAP strikeout. There's one away for Brent Rooker, who is the reason why this game is no longer tied at 1. Homered just to the left of the scoreboard in left center. In the top of the 6th inning off of Patrick. First pitch to Rooker. Missed down and in. It's 1-0. Mitchell got back there. He leapt up, and he couldn't get a glove to it. And Rooker hit his 6th home run of the season to give the A's the lead. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after a changeup down in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Great night for a shandy tonight, baseball fans. Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Here's the 1-1 to Rooker. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96, right down the middle. He just challenged him with it. 1-2 now on the A's designated hitter. The pitch. Fly ball right field. Pushing Frelick back into his right a few steps. He's there to make the catch, and there's 2 away. And here's Tyler Soderstrom. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while they're on the road. Soderstrom has been quiet so far tonight. 0 for 3. Pair of hits in last night's game. The pitch missed down and away. It's 1-0. It is quiet in that A's bullpen, by the way. So you can count on Severino coming out to try and handle the bottom of the 8th inning for the A's. 1-0 pitch. That is in there with a curveball for a strike, and it's 1-1. And did he go? He did not, says Ryan Wills. Boy, in real time, that looked awfully close. I think probably the right call. 2 balls and 1 strike on Soderstrom. Koenig brings home the pitch, and he missed low. It goes to 3-1. You've got Shea Langeliers in the on-deck circle for the A's. $30,000+ here tonight. $30,659 to be exact. 3-1's a swing and a miss. He went after a sinker just below the knees. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Koenig trying to keep this at a 1-run deficit headed to the bottom of the 8th. Brewers have 6 outs to work with to try to erase this deficit. 3-2. Did he go? That time he did. Curveball down and away. Soderstrom couldn't hold back. He went around. They appealed to third. Ryan Wills was the one to punch him out. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Jared Koenig. He had a pair of them in a scoreless 1-2-3 top of the 8th. To the bottom half we go. 2-1 Athletics on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right, back, to back!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer baseball.
Yay.
First pitch swinging for Garrett Mitchell, and he hits one the other way, and it backs up and Duhar onto the warning track, but he makes the catch. And already one out for the crew here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Just 88 pitches so far for Severino, who stays out there on the mound, and now it'll be Joey Ortiz. Ortiz, ground out in a soft liner. 0 for 2 tonight. Severino brings home the pitch, and that's over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Severino has been good. Brewers just 3 hits against him. He has not walked anybody. As Ortiz, a fly ball to center. Playable, though. Lede goes back just a few steps, about 30 feet shy of the warning track to make the catch. And 2 very quick outs for the crew here in the eighth. Today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org, and feel the power. Mason Miller getting loose in the A's bullpen. First pitch to Caleb Durbin is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Durbin is 0 for 2. He has driven in a run tonight. 0-1 is a fly ball to right, playable. Butler barely has to move. Underneath of it makes the catch. And Severino with a 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth inning. It's a 2-1 A's lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price
with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
Baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yoel Piamps will take over on the mound for the Crew here in the ninth inning, and while he continues to get himself ready to go, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, it is a 2-1 A's lead, top of the ninth inning. Shea Langeliers will lead off against Yoel Piamps here in the ninth, and Piamps misses low with a slider. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy discussed Piamps, who was pitching for the first time in a week here. Missed inside of a slider, two balls and no strikes, before the game today, and just said, you know, primarily, he's not throwing his pitches for strikes. The command is just not there. This ball's hit high and deep to left center field. It is way out of here. Piamps has given up a home run to Shea Langeliers, his fourth of the season. I should say his fifth of the season, and it's 3-1 A's. That was a fastball at 95.